Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and I have my good friend, Mahmoud Ali, here, who's going to be talking to us about some crazy, awesome automation stuff. But thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the invite. Mahmoud Ali, I work at Lambda 3 in Brazil. I'm doing mostly mobile development right now, but I try to do everything, and I really like open source projects, so that's why I like Fastlane so much.
That's awesome. Yeah. So Fastlane is a tool that I've talked about before because we use it to do some of like our auto provisioning type stuff. But like I hear it does like tons of things, right?
Yeah. So I tend to tell people that mobile development is not very easy. You have to handle a lot of things. And if you have multiple platforms, you have multiple operational systems with different problems. So you're handling screenshots, building, testing, releasing, ad hoc provisioning profiles, and it's a bunch of stuff. And none of them has anything to do with your app.
Yeah.
So that really sucks.
We talked about one time on one of the podcasts I did. It's like you spend, you know, months on an app, but then literally the last like 1% take the longest because you're like, oh, I just need to get, I need the screenshots, I need like this thing, and I need that thing, and they're all different.
Yeah. So I think we should not spend some time on those kind of tasks. We should be developing new features, optimizing our application. So that's what I really like Fastlane, because it helps on these automation tasks, and I don't have to worry about it ever again. I just set it up really easily. It abstracts all the complexity, and then I have tasks that are boring tasks, repetitive, automated for me, so I can spend my time worrying about the stuff that really matters for my app.
The app. Let me work on the app. So is Fastlane a free tool? Is it an open source tool? Like, where does it come from?
Fastlane is totally open source. It's maintained by the community. It was created by Felix Krauss. I don't think I'm spelling his name correctly. I'm sorry. But it's completely open source, and you have the GitHub. It's really active. You'll see that any issues that you open are commented on really quickly.
Yeah.
And what Fastlane does is, it is a mobile tool set, so you have all the available actions that you can use. They call any kind of automated task action.
Okay.
So if you open the documentation, you will see a lot of actions. And it really is a lot of actions.
Wow.
And that's not all, because it provides plugin extensibility. So even though there is not an action available, there is probably a plugin that makes the any kind of task that you need. So I really suggest, if you want to use Fastlane, you open this documentation and you see everything that it does. It does tasks around a bunch of categories, like testing, building, screenshots, preparing your app for distribution, metadata. So it's really helpful.
I used Fastlane one time. I used a plugin. Funny you mention that, because it's a really important thing, because you can note on the screenshot here, like, you see iOS, Android, Mac.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the testing part is, I was distributing stuff through TestFlight, and you only get so many invites on TestFlight back in the day. Now they have kind of open invites. But the cool thing I did with Fastlane is I plugged in a pull-in or added a plugin that I could query TestFlight, and then I could even scrub, like, hey, give me and scrub and delete anyone that hasn't installed the app in a year, right? Because you have old testers, you need to clear them out. And I did it all through like a simple script. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah. And that would take probably, I don't think this test doesn't take very long, but when you add up, you're doing it constantly. So, and like you said, when you finish your application, you want to just release it. So you kind of stumble on a bunch of problems. And Fastlane is just beautiful for that. You don't have to worry. You just read the documentation, set a few parameters, and boom, you're good to go.
Very cool. So what else? What are we going to be showing as part of Fastlane, I guess?
Yeah, I really like a lot of actions. There is one that I think it really shows how Fastlane can help you. Mm. So when you finish your application, you have to take screenshots to upload it to the App Store and to the Google Play. And that is a task that it's really boring to do. If you find an error or you change just a label, you think, oh, I gotta do it all again.
Yeah.
So.
And then you don't, and then your screenshots are all old, and you're like, oh.
guilty of that. So then you reframe it. You not only have your screenshots in your app, but you shouldn't be uploading your app like raw screenshots, because that's not very appealing.
Yeah.
So Framit helps you with that. It will help you create a new screenshot with a device frame on it, a cool background, and you can put a little description. So that's all automated. It's really magical. Like when you see it running, you just can't believe it. It's that easy. So for example, here's the simplest way you can create a frame screenshots. You just pass on a path and it will take some defaults and create everything for you. And if you want to add a background, you just read the documentation, you see the parameters available.
Very cool.
And that's it. It will create everything for you. You just have to upload them.
Nice.
And you can upload them using Fastlane too. So that's another action. And
you could put that into like your CI system then, because you could have it on maybe Azure DevOps or some other CI service.
Yeah.
And then just say, hey, every time I build my app, go get me fresh screenshots, right? That'd be so cool.
You just don't have to worry anymore. Yeah, it's really amazing.
Wow.
Another action that's really popular with Fastlane is Match.
What's that?
So Match handles all the complicated parts on iOS development. So
which one? Because there's about a billion things.
Yeah. So if you used iOS before, you probably have seen this error. It says there is no signing identity for you to sign your app, and you just want to test it on your device.
Yeah.
And you must be wondering, right, on Android, I just plug it in, I deploy it, and
it
it's
works.
Working.
Yeah.
So why iOS does that? Well, Apple has security. Pretty much Apple asks for a few questions that you are required to answer, like, what is this app? Who is signing this app? And on what devices this app can be installed on? So certificates and profiles try to answer these questions.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you find out that you have to create a certificate or profile, you start researching and you see that it's a whole different kind of problems that you haven't anticipated. And soon you're reading about public and private keys and app IDs, and it's a lot of complexity.
Not fun.
Yeah. And Visual Studio actually shipped this automatic provisioning feature. As far as I know, it uses Fastlane. Mm-hmm. So, but it only takes you so far, because it's perfect for the deployment on your device. But if you're using a continuous integration pipeline, it will not work perfectly, because you have to export it to import it on your
own. This is kind of like the quick developer mode. I need it really quick, not for
it's perfect
end of the
for
day.
That. But when you're using App Center or Azure DevOps, you have to import these files so he can sign your application. And Fastlane helps you with that.
Oh,
so
cool.
What Fastlane Match does is it implements a concept described on this website, Code Signing Guide. It's
there's a whole website just about codes.
That's how complex it is. So handling all of these files is really complex. The community came up with a best solution. So this is a bunch of best practices. Like you, since this is sensitive information, you should be careful where you store it. So
I should stop taking screenshots and then slacking it to me. Like, I'll
probably
remember this, right?
Yeah. So Code Signing Guide, the best practice is you should be storing your certificates and profiles on a different repository. Mm-hmm. You should encrypt them. So there's another layer of security. So you can choose whoever has access to these files, who can sign your application. You can see why this is sensitive information, because someone could just release a new version of your application. That's really bad.
Yeah.
So Match does all of that for you, so you don't have to worry about it again. And it's so fast that when I run it, I try to explain to people, it's so much thing happening on the console because it's doing its thing.
Yeah.
So I have to scroll back to explain how fast it is. So I want to show that to you. So I have an application here. And since I never used Fastlane on this project before, I will be running Fastlane in it.
All right, go ahead and zoom in it for me here.
Okay.
So we can see it on the code. There you go. Oh, perfect. Fastlane in it. So you've installed Fastlane tools.
Yeah, okay. I started using Homebrew on macOS. So when you say Fastlane init, it will try to find an excellent project, because it doesn't know Xamarin, but that's not a problem.
Yeah.
For most of the tasks, that is not a problem. So I'm going to tell him to go and create manually for me the setup.
Oh, cool.
So now you can see that it is really verbose, I guess, yeah. I should say.
Very but colorful too.
Yeah. But it's helping us. So if you never use Fastlane before, it's giving a lot of information on how to do it, what are lanes there. I'm going to explain in a minute. So you can see how you really can start your Fastlane setup. And what it did for me was it created two files, app file and a fast file.
Okay.
So with app file, what it does is I should store all my shared information here. So if a lot of actions need my Apple ID and my app ID,
yeah,
I can store them here. And that's what it did. So I have a app file configuration here.
Okay.
Where I just provide this information. And then I go to the fast file and I probably never look at the app file again.
Because that's kind of like your little configuration file, yeah. Basically. Yeah, so it's like, hey, I need this almost like a key value store.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, cool.
So with fast file, what I'm going to do is, in here I can define what they call lanes.
Okay.
So that's why fast lane.
Fast lane.
So a lane is pretty much a workflow that I can set up. So let's say whenever I do a release, I want to grab a screenshot, frame it, create a new provision profile, install the profile. Mm. So it's a bunch of actions that I'm using.
Oh,
so
cool.
I don't want to do fast lane match, fast lane frame it. I want to do a lane and then I call match and call frame it inside the lane.
So it's kind of like if I think of like a pipeline, a CI pipeline, it's like, here's a task, or it's kind of like each a bunch of little tasks, but they're all in like one lane. So it's like when I say build, it does all these things instead of having to do them all manually.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Cool.
And since most of the actions have parameters, you can set them here.
Mm.
So you don't have to keep repeating it ever again.
Oh, cool.
And so let me show what I did a ad hoc lane.
Okay.
So ad hoc is the kind of distribution that you would do when you're using App Center, Hockey App.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I want some beta testers and I'm not releasing to the store yet. So when you are doing this kind of deploy, Apple requires you to tell what kind of devices are your app is running.
Yeah.
So you have to do all of that. And what I did here, I'm using Match.
So I see Match.
Yeah.
And I see Git URL.
Yeah.
And an email.
This Git URL is the different repository that I was talking about on Code Signing Guide.
Oh, okay.
So this is where he will store all my sensitive information, encrypted. So it just needs my Git URL, my email, and the type of certificate profile that I'm generating.
Oh, cool.
So I'm saying it's ad hoc, and it's really magical because now I'm going to run Fastlane ad hoc. That is my lane.
That's your lane, not match, because
not match.
Ad hoc is going to run match.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it's going to start doing a lot of things.
Mm.
Now you can see it in the console. It's always showing what parameters it was set. So you can see if you get an error or something like that.
Yeah.
You can see Fastlane got all your parameters correctly. And okay, so match is pretty much an action for actions. So it does a lot of things. And it is doing cert first. So cert will try to find a certificate on my repository. Since it doesn't find one, he's going to the developer Apple portal, creating a new one, downloading, installing it, committing, and pushing to my repository.
Oh, cool.
So it's doing all of that for me. The first time I ran this, I put on my password and it's now saving on my keychain. So I don't have to worry again. And then it does the same thing for the provisional profile. So it's going on the Apple portal, create a new one, installing. Mm-hmm. And now, with just that command, if I go back to my Visual Studio, you can see that there is a matching certificate and a matching profile.
Automatically.
Yeah. So Match did all of that for me. Since I configured my app ID, it handled all of that. So I can deploy it out. And, well... And if I open up my Azure DevOps repository, that's where I'm storing my certificate and profile.
Yeah,
you can see that a minute ago, it pushed the new files. If you open these files, it will not be usable because they're encrypted.
Yeah.
So you have to have the password to decrypt it. And another thing that I think it's really awesome that So profiles are immutable. So when someone tells you, can you add another device that I can test this app on?
Yeah.
They think like it's 1 second, but actually you have to go on the Apple portal, create a new profile, add a device. So it's another of those boring tests that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So Fastlane helps with that too. So there's another action called register devices. And it takes the device file, text file that Apple provides for us. Mm-hmm. So I can create a new one and let's call it Xamarin Show.
Nice.
And now I'm going to tell Mesh it that the next time it runs, I want to force that it will add all the new devices.
Oh, cool. So if you register anywhere, even if you're not from Fastlane, if you went and did it manually, next time you run this, boom, got it.
It will automatically add all the devices available.
Cool.
And if I run this now, it should be running faster because it will not create a new certificate. It will just create a new device and create a new profile.
Wow, cool.
So
this is kind of amazing because you could run this like manually as a developer, but again, putting it in your CI server where, I could upload this, but like, just go do this and then give me my new cert and then boom, I have it.
Yeah, don't have to worry about. Yeah, so if someone adds a new device, you really don't have to worry about anything. You just tell them to generate a new one. And now if I go to the Azure DevOps again, you can see that the certificates were created 3 minutes ago, but the profiles were created just now. So it handles all that, so it doesn't create a mess on the developer Apple portal.
Yeah.
Because there are limits on the number of certificates that you can use there. Yeah. And if you're working on a company with a bunch of teams, you don't want people messing around and revoking a valid certificate.
Yeah.
So with that, Fastlane just did all of that for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and now I can just run it on anyone's machine. So if some new devs are coming to my team, they just have to run Fastlane ad hoc and they are ready to go too.
Very cool.
It's really awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah. Mind blown. I'm just sort of saying amazing because I've done like this much of Fastlane. I did one thing that I really needed to do. That's like mind blowing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I also like that Fastlane is done on Ruby. So even though I'm not a Ruby programmer, I find Ruby really easy to read. So, and since it's open source, I find myself opening the project, reading a method that is not on the action and calling on my FastFile and it works. So
cool.
It's really extensible and really easy to customize.
Very nice. Awesome. We'll put all the links to the show notes to Fastlane. Yeah. And if you have any blogs or if you did any presentation, we'll definitely link to all that. And I think I'll even link to the auto provisioning video I did with Oleg, which is super cool too.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. It's like mind blowing. I love cool, awesome new stuff. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Of course, again, I'll put everything in the show notes below. And of course, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite, you know, YouTube or Channel 9 so you get all the Xamarin Show in your inbox. Thanks again for coming on. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And I'm James Montemagno, and this has been another Xamarin Show. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell to become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.